This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, it's been a tumultuous week in Kingston. There has been lots of talk about Larry the Lobster. And this morning, I want to introduce you to a lady called Linda. She is from Odison Partners Real Estate in Robe. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda, there has been a flurry of talk about whether Larry the Lobster was being sold and about whether he was going to be moved to another part of Australia. People were up in arms. What has been going on?
Well, we had a lot of interested parties and some weren't local parties, of course. But we're very lucky to say now that a local party has actually purchased Larry the Lobster.
That is so very cool. Linda, have you been amazed by the response from people not only here in the Limestone Coast, but right the way across Australia and around the globe at Larry's imminent sale?
I don't think I was amazed because he's a very important icon for the community. So, and he's so large, like 17 metres tall lobster, and he weighs approximately like 4 tonnes. So he's one of the biggest things actually in Australia. When you look at the list of big things in Australia, he's right up there.
He's one of the biggest big things.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest big things. So I don't think I was amazed with the publicity that he got. But yeah, it's just so great that we've got a local farming family that's actually purchased him.
So Linda, what can you tell me about the purchases and what does it mean for Larry going ahead now?
Well, it's the Brinkworth family. So they're local farmers in the Kingston area, quite well known around. And basically Mr. Brinkworth gave us a call on Father's Day very early in the morning. Being a farmer, he was up and about quite early and put an offer in because he'd heard that someone that wasn't local might be purchasing Larry, and he decided that this might be something he wants to do for the community.
Linda, what was the response from the Kingston community about the sale of Larry and the possibility that Larry the Lobster may no longer be a Limestone Coast local?
Well, since he went on the market 12 months ago, we've had lots and lots of interest from other parties all around calling to speak about Larry and if they could actually take Larry out of town, that kind of thing. It happened 12 months ago. People were calling and the vendor was, you know, very adamant, no, he wanted a local buyer. Mm. So the vendor has been really great. You know, 12 months ago, we had lots of offers on the table for Larry to actually leave Kingston, but the vendor said no, he wanted to keep him locally. So we're just really thrilled that the Brinkworth family has actually given us a call and put an offer in and has been accepted, and he has purchased himself a 12-metre tall lobster and a large piece of land.
Linda, one final question. What has the response been to the sale of Larry the Lobster? Are locals pleased that he's staying?
Oh, very pleased. Lots of people are very, very happy, and I think he's exactly where he should be, sitting there looking over the town, basically, and welcoming everyone as they enter into Kingston.
Linda, I couldn't agree more. I think it's sensational that he's staying in the Limestone Coast. It would have been a travesty to see him leave. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And please pass on our thanks to the Brinkworth family. They've done a huge thing for the Limestone Coast community.
Will do. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks, Linda. On 963 Triple M. How cool is that? Larry is staying and it's just sensational.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.